The air. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's our funding drive special. We're live. Live from the cyberpunk dungeon.
Yes, we are.
Into your earballs. Listen as we explore the 27th Hour 101. Everything you need to know, want to know, didn't want to know, can't understand, won't understand, refuse to acknowledge, celebrate, or whatever the... I don't know. Doug, stop me. I can't stop. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Okay.
I've got lost. It's going to be cool tonight. You should stick around. It's all the best tunes.
Yeah.
Give money to CKUT if you have it.
Yeah. We're in a special funding drive show tonight, and... We had the idea, let me turn down the delay just a little bit there.
Yeah.
We had the idea to do a show about the origins and of the 27th Hour and also the essence.
Exactly.
Yeah, so to capture the essence of the 27th Hour is a tough thing to do,
well, you just
speaking, but...
Yeah, what do you got to say?
Chaos.
Why did you start this program?
No planning.
Why? Why did you want to do
this? Okay, let's go back to the beginning. We, at the time, me and my bandmate and roommate, Mood, had a friend that worked at CKUT, and we were playing music and recording music, so we would drop by occasionally with stuff for her to play.
Nice.
And that show was 2 to 4 a.m.?
Yes.
And sometimes she would be, like, surprised / frightened for her life that somebody was knocking on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And then I guess we went quite a few times, you know, there were nightbirds and stuff, so...
Yeah.
She was then like, oh, well, you guys are, like, coming down here. Why don't you do, like, a radio show? So we were like, yeah,
that was generous.
Sense.
Yeah.
And then she gave us her, she had 2 to 4, and she took 2 to 3, and we had 3 to 4.
Right. Hence.
And I think that was Monday night. Yeah.
Sure, wasn't Wednesday?
Well, that's the thing. Then afterwards, we got our own slot on Wednesday night.
Bounced around a bit before settling in on the 11 p.m. Monday.
Yeah, and that goes back to the show started in, the first time we started filling in would have been in 2011, but it seems like the show started in 2012, either in January or February, so.
Details are murky. It's a legendary mythology.
Yeah. Mm.
And you asked me to join you in doing this sometime around 2015 or 2016.
Yeah, Mood got a job working in a bar and decided to extinguish the flame on his end. So
I picked up the torch.
Yeah, I handled it a little while by myself, and around that time my first daughter was born.
Yeah.
And at that point, Graham and Dave joined the show, so there was three of us for a moment there. And Graham has held it out to be the longest host, aside from myself.
That's right, second place. Doug doesn't have a count of his episodes, but this is my 200th time behind the microphone.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I'm celebrating.
That you kept count more than 200 times.
Well, I've got all these notebooks that I keep my playlists in from the very beginning, so I just went back and counted them all.
Yeah.
I might have lost count here or there, and I might not have kept a list at one or two shows, but most of them there. So I figure it's 200.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
What are we going to hear off the top? We got some music we want to play to encourage people to dig deep in their wallets and contribute to the well-being of CKUT.
Yeah. I have a playlist on my computer. When I put together shows, I put them in iTunes in a playlist. And iTunes keeps track of how many times you play songs. So I actually peruse that to get an idea of what the most quintessential 27th hour selections are. And I know for a fact that when we started this show back in 2012, this next song, I just thought it was awesome that you could play this on the radio.
Right.
And it got quite a lot of play. So without further ado, Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell, Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
On CKUT 90.3 FM. Baby.
Take it away, Brian.
You are listening to the 27th Hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder, the world's coolest radio program, and your special place for punk, garage, psych and beyond, on CKUT 90.3 FM, every Monday night at 11 in Montreal, and streaming around the world on CKUT.ca.
No!
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, I was thinking about 127th Hour story, actually.
Yeah.
Did
that remind you of one?
Yeah, it did, actually, because in the beginning, in the beginning he says, you know, the name of the show, 27th Hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder, and it reminded me that when we started the show, it was called the 27th Hour of Horror.
Right.
And then when Mood left, and I was in sole command of the ship, I should change the name to 27th Hour of Chaos. But it wasn't long after that you had joined, and you knew it as the 27th Hour of Horror. So it became the 27th Hour of Chaos Horror. And then we just added Disorder afterwards. I tried to ditch the horror, but I was unsuccessful.
Most people probably know it as the 27th Hour, if
people know it at all.
Everybody, yeah. Just 27th hour, yeah.
Ask a punk.
And actually, I should probably explain why it's the 27th hour.
Mm-hmm. I think you alluded to it earlier.
I mentioned it, but yeah. The show, when we originally started, the show was at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And it's not like this anymore, but at the time, the bus schedule, you would catch the bus. If it was like the bus from the day, and then it became midnight, and it shifted days.
Yes.
Instead of showing it as the next day, they just continued the 24-hour clock. So,
oh yeah,
we would pass it, midnight would be 24 hours.
Oh.
1 o'clock would be 25. 2 o'clock would be 26, and 3 o'clock.
It's 27.
The 27th hour.
Okay.
Makes sense. There we go.
Well, today's Instagram post teasing this show came from the poster of a movie that I found called The 27-Hour Day, made by Hallmark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I kind of lifted an image and cropped it and stuff on my phone.
There's also a horror movie called 27 Days,
isn't it? Oh, yeah.
Like a zombie thing?
Yeah, that's a lot longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what did we hear there? We heard some...
Yeah, we...
All sorts of cool stuff.
Iggy and the Stooges.
Yes.
Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. Then we heard The Saints.
Oh.
I Misunderstood.
Yes.
And this is kind of this kind of stuff we were playing when we first started the show, and still are, to be honest, because when I started the show, it was kind of my mission not to change. not to be one of those people that starts a radio show and then just starts playing weird, random stuff simply because it hasn't been played before.
Right.
So I feel like I've been successful in that regard. Whether or not it's improved the show or not,
yes, well,
is up for debate. But
you know,
there we go.
Good taste never goes out of style. So.
So we listened to The Saints with I Misunderstood. Mm-hmm. And then Dead Moon, 5440.
One of your favorites.
Indeed. And it's worth noting that Dead Moon was at the top of the most played songs. So there was kudos to them. Yeah, and then actually that was the last song we heard.
Was that the last one we heard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Great. Super. So I hope everybody's enjoying the show. Hope we're not talking too much. But we got to talk and tell you where you can donate. You go to ckut.ca, and there's a button that says donate. You go click on there, and it asks you how much you want to give, and how, and what you want in return. There's lots of cool merch. Good shirts this year. Always good shirts. Always good shirts. How many do you have now? I think I have 3.
Yeah, I have... I think I have 2 of the Fun and Drive ones.
Mm.
You got to get in there early, guys. Go do it now. Don't wait, because if you're like a large or one of the like sizes that everybody wants, medium, small, pretty much any size that's not triple XL, do it now.
And
they'll run out.
And if you're listening out there and you pledge $66.60... to the station, Doug and I will do something special for you.
Is that right?
Isn't that right, Doug?
Okay.
Details
special, yeah.
To be.
And I think we're going to do. To be honest, this Funny Drive kind of snuck up on me again. But last Funny Drive, we did pins, and I know that there was at least one person that didn't get one. I think we're going to do probably pins again this year. So that will. I, in the past, tried to coordinate with the station, but I think we'll just do it through the Instagram.
Yeah. Well,
so if you're not already connected with the 27th Hour Instagram, look it up, because when that's... We'll do it through that.
That's a great way to know what's going on. Oh,
as well.
Hey, that's the phone. Who's calling? Doug, I think it's the Leather Uppers calling from 1994, 30 years ago, this month. The Leather Uppers released their classic, Okay, Don't Say Hi. Here's Supercar on CKUT, baby. Hello? Is that you? Are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm right here.
Yeah.
Hi.
So, Yeah.
Three can't-miss hits. That's the Leather
right.
Uppers Supercar, voted heaviest Leather Uppers tune by fans online.
Beach Bums Must Die? Is this one?
Yeah, that was the name of the Charlie McGuira and Modern Dance Club tune that we just heard, which I fell upon in my search for the Head Coats tune of the same name. So that spawned both my obsession with Charlie McGuira and my bit that I do every now and then on the show of two songs with the same name, but that are two totally different songs, in fact. So that's why that was there. And before that was the Head Coats themselves with All My Feelings Denied. Classics.
My
bag of tricks. Have you donated to CKUT yet? Did you buy a t-shirt? Did you say, I'll give you $20?
If you didn't.
There's some stuff to win.
To
when you donate, your name goes into a draw for stuff. For cool stuff. Like, it's not just, trinkets and Cupid dolls. We're talking, like, good swag here.
Should we tell the fine people what it is?
Yeah. Let's do a little bit more digging. That's where you could go to the CKUT website, just like, if you're not already there. You know, maybe you're listening on the website. Go over there now. Go. We'll wait. Okay, you go, you're there, you go donate. There'll be pictures will come up of like t-shirts and these bright designs and stuff. $10, you know? That's like nothing. But everything adds up, right? So if you
You can donate $1 if you want.
Oh yeah. If you appreciate community radio
but donate. If you donate $90.3,
that's what I do.
What do you get here? This,
I think it's like a t-shirt and a tote bag.
You get a mini poster.
A mini poster,
a
too.
Mug.
A mug.
A shirt.
Whoa.
No, is this everything that you get?
No.
No. Is that?
We get, anyways, there's a wide combination of things that you can get.
Oh, here we go.
With your donation. Lots of merch. It's really cool.
Oh, you can choose. These are all options.
Okay, yes. So you click through a cool menu, and then you'll see cool things underneath. So you'll be able to make a cool choice about what's going to be cool for
and if you want to get a magnet, you got to donate the big bucks.
Oh, yeah.
$240 gets it's you a 2024 t-shirt, tote bag, poster, and magnet.
The Star Prize! Cool the magnet!
That's cool that there's posters this year and magnets. That's kind of a new thing, actually.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, if you want those trinkets in your grubby little fingers, use those fingers to go clickety-click or tippity-tap and make the thing happen.
I'm not finding what the prizes are here.
No.
We'll look into that.
Do your own research.
In the meantime, that's right. Do your own research.
It's 11:35 p.m. What's the weather? Has weatherman Doug got his hat on?
Damn!
I caught you flat-footed.
No, we got.
Oh, here we go.
Current conditions.
Conditions.
1 degree Celsius.
Montreal, Quebec.
Yeah, pressure is on the rise. 100.3 kilopascals. Wind out of the west, 20 kilometers an hour. Mostly cloudy. Tonight, -4 chance of flurries. Tomorrow morning, 1 degree, mainly cloudy. In the night, a few flurries, -1. Periods of snow or rain on Wednesday. My spouse was telling me that...
Yes.
This is, we're supposed to get like 3 centimeters of snow, but I don't see that.
Well, so.
Mentally kind of finished with winter, but I know deep down that it still has some stuff in store for us.
Yeah.
It was way too mild for it to be over.
So to support exciting radio like this and other
programs on CKUT, donate now.
Nobody would be able to know what the weather was if we weren't here calling it on the radio, Graham. So
it's also obviously proof. Well, it's also, I thought you started doing it because it was like proof that you're live.
We were supposed, I feel like there was, in the, when I was originally trained, you had to do the weather.
Really?
You had to do four time and like, and saying CKUT 90.3 FM. You had to do the weather.
Okay. Wow.
Not like a in-depth thing, but just to say what the conditions were.
Okay. No, I have no idea. I did a little bit of training at the radio station at York University back in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And they were still using tape. I got to record and splice tape for my audition.
That's impressive. I don't think I ever... I don't know if they ever had to splice tape. My mom was a journalist, though, and she spliced tape. I saw her do a lot of that.
Yeah,
little pieces of tape everywhere.
Crazy times. They have changed the ways of doing things. It's true.
It's gotten a lot easier.
Yeah. So, how did you get into punk rock and stuff, Doug? Why is it punk rock and stuff?
How did I get into punk rock?
Yeah.
I got into punk rock from stolen, just copied cassette tapes.
Okay. From?
My friend got me into, I think, just really generic skate punk to begin with, but okay.
Pennywise.
Bad Religion. Pennywise was only later. It was Bad Religion, NoFX, and Rancid. Those were the big first... I think Rancid Let's Go was like the first CD I bought for myself.
Nice.
And and then it just developed from there.
Yeah. And I imagine it went hand in hand in playing music. Listeners may know that you're a musician yourself as well.
That's right, yeah. And the same friend that gave me those tapes, I started a band with back in Winnipeg. And we played... Our first band was supposed to be a blues band, actually.
And what was it called?
It's called The Flakes.
The Flakes.
Yeah. We actually reunited several years later and recorded three songs, which I've played on the radio before.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, we were known as the Dead Skin Flakes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then just kept playing and going on. And then.
What are some other bands that you've had? What are their names?
Well, back when the 27th Hour was in its glory days, we would put on shows as the 27th Hour featuring our own bands.
Right.
So that was initially Tinnitus,
mm-hmm.
which then later became the Hidden Keys.
Oh, yes. I have a bunch of pictures of the Hidden Keys at Divan Orange. I don't know if I ever
featuring our mutual friend, Ray the Punter. Slammer Punter.
Yeah. Jam Lord Punter.
Jam Lord. After that it was Dead Future. But also in the interim there was Corona Ferox that overlapped.
That was a great band name. Always. That's a really great band name.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we broke up before coronavirus became...
You could have had your moment in the sun, Doug. I know. What were you thinking?
Big missed opportunity. Yeah.
Good. What kind of music you want to play next?
What I had next actually is a song that we recorded with the Hidden Keys.
Excellent.
As a cover, so this is the original.
Cool.
And it's also a classic 27th Hour throwback. It's been played a number of times.
About a million times.
So yeah, without further ado, The Oblivions.
Fantastic.
The leather.
Yes. Turn it up.
This new song is called Eyes of Satan.
So, Graham.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about how you got into the 27th hour.
One day, I got an email or something from you saying, hey, do you want to... I'm looking for someone to fill in for me on the show for 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, something like this. I think you just had your first kid, and I was like, yeah, okay. So I came in. I'd always wanted to do radio.
But you were doing, I remember you were doing a sort of a radio thing at the Green Room, was it?
I did. There was that place. Was it the Green Room? Was that what it was called then? I can't remember. They started it off and they wanted to have a radio station out of there.
Yeah.
And I got in contact with them and I said, I'd like to try that. And they were like, okay. So I went down and basically kind of DJ'd over internet radio from the space. But that, I mean, that gave me a first little taste, but that kind of, that whole space is cursed, eh?
Burnt down a little while after, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, man. No, I don't think that one burned down.
Oh, it definitely did.
Did it?
Yeah.
Shit.
That maybe didn't burn down, but there was a fire.
There was a fire, yeah. No, that one was bad news. That space never... I played there once or twice. Anyway.
Yeah. How did you get into the punk rock?
I grew up in Oshawa, Ontario, which is a very punk rock town.
Yeah.
Steppenwolf was from there.
Of course.
For example. When I was coming up, Starkweather was playing the scene. They're only a couple years older than me, those guys. I went to school with them. And,
yeah. The Wet Blankets.
Yes. The Skull Fox. And all them. And we'll hear from them in the next set. And when Nirvana came around, it blew my mind. I was like 15 or 16 years old. And it opened up all the doors of punk rock opened up because of that, to be quite honest, because of Kurt Cobain and crew. You do the math. I'm a certain vintage, let's say. But from there, I really branched out quite quickly into all sorts of things. Guitar Wolf has been a favorite for a really long time, and MC5 and Stooges and all this kind of stuff I've been really into for quite some time.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that kind of thing. And I've had bands too, and I think it's why you called me the captain.
I didn't get to
choose my name.
Did you not? I feel like...
You dubbed me the captain.
I dubbed thee.
Yeah.
The captain.
So.
I feel like you chose that. I don't remember.
Well... No, I don't know. I'm not sure if I did. I have to go back and listen to the archives or something. I don't know.
But at the time you were a captain, captain of rock and roll.
Yeah, because that's the name of my last punk rock band.
Yeah, Graham was in a World War II Renaissance-themed
that's
garage band.
That is succinct. And we'll hear from the captains in this next set, too, as well as Spirito di Lupo. And Guitar Wolf will round out the hour.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to CKUT. Give all the money you can to Community
That's
Radio.
Right. CKUT.ca/donate.
Be cool and awesome.
And keep an eye on our Instagram for cool pins.
News.
And it has long been my dream to do more than that. Do like shirts or patches or something like that.
Who knows? One day.
So, maybe it'll happen.
It could happen.
Could happen faster than
Keep your eyes peeled.
But we'll definitely do something, so keep an eye on that.
All right.
And, yes, without further ado, set two.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Come
Here
back
we go.
Again next week for the 27th hour.
I really want You're listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned.
Sleepy King starts now.
This is not a pre-recorded broadcasting. This is a live broadcasting. Straight out of CKUT station headquarters, downtown Montreal. It's just slightly after midnight. I hope you're joining me on the CKUT.ca live stream. If you are, you're going to see me.